As a young boy in the Carthage area, oil fields and all this, maybe you can talk about your first remembrances. You go back to 3 years old, I think you just said, when you asked your mother to pray. The first house you remembered, the first school you attended, some of those thoughts.
Yeah. As soon as the war was over and my father came home from the war, he was in the 86th Black Hawk Infantry Division, so a lot of action in Germany that last fateful year, 44-45. He was in Patton's Third Army that rushed toward Bastogne in that cold, cold winter of 1944. So my dad saw a lot of action there. Because he was later into the war than some, his unit was picked up immediately when the war was over in Europe and shipped to the Philippines to become a part of MacArthur's army to get ready to invade Japan. When he came back, we moved back to the little company house. It was very modest, this little oil company house, but it had free natural gas right from the wells. It wasn't cool in the summer, but it was wonderfully warm in the winter. I rode a school bus every day for 12 years. I never had a car when I was growing up, so I rode the school bus into Carthage, Texas, went all 12 years there, as did my sister and my brother afterward. I was a shy child. I really was. I didn't feel I had as much as other people did. The country kids didn't tend to have as much as the kids who lived in town. I remember the distinction of going to school and town kids wore blue jeans, the boys did, and I had striped overalls. So I was shy, but I was a good student. I worked really hard at being a straight-A student. In the seventh grade, my mother again said to me one time, "I've read a book that I think could help you. Would you be willing to read my book?" And I asked what. Well, it turned out to be Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking. And I read that book where Peale talks about accenting what you do best, concentrating on what you do best. I read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, how you think of something really wonderful just before you walk into a room. So you walk in with a smile on your face and your head held up high. All of those things began to help me. I worked even harder at being a good student. I ran for student council and was elected. My ninth grade year, I was president of the junior high student council. I went out for the football team in the seventh grade. They told me I was too little. I practiced every day. I never got in a game. Eighth grade year, same. I practiced every day, never got in a game. All I've heard was, "You're too little, you're too little." Ninth grade year, same. But in the spring of that year, I went out for football with the big guys, and I'd read the books. I'd been giving this a lot of thought. I geared up my courage and went in and said to the coach, "I will do whatever it takes to make this team." And he took me seriously. He helped me get a pair of track shoes and said, "I want you to run 365 days in the year." He talked to me about lifting weights and what that could do. He talked to me about what I was eating and not eating and how I could eat better and more of certain foods. I was a starter my sophomore year. I was defensive captain my junior year. My senior year, we went all the way to state quarterfinals. It was a real morale booster for me. I became somebody. I was vice president of the student council my junior year and president of the student council my senior year. The faculty voted me one of the 10 outstanding students in high school, both junior and senior year, and the junior high faculty my ninth grade year. So a lot of good things began to happen to me, and I gained confidence. Success brings confidence. I had wonderful teachers, terrific. Most of the people who lived in Panola County, Texas, did not have much money, but the school district did because of the oil and gas tax dollars. So we had great teachers. We had the best football equipment. Our band had new, wonderful instruments and uniforms. Our laboratories, of course, were also wonderful. I mean, our chemistry labs and physics. It was a great place to go to school. And when I talked to teachers' groups, I mentioned some of my teachers. One of them asked me one time after I got through, "How can you remember all of them?" I said, "How can you forget them? I mean, first grade right on through, I remember them all and how each one impacted my life." I was really blessed to have encouragers, you know, teachers who encouraged me, who believed in me almost as much as my mother and father believed in me. They also believed I could do great things, that I was capable, as they believed others were capable of doing great things.
So along this time, while you were in school, you were probably active in your church as well?
Very much, yeah. We went three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every week.